Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A new church year, Advent, means coming and arrival. And so now is a time of preparation, for the King is coming. You know, the story of God's people, that he is their king. And they were given judges to serve their needs. Judges like Samson, Gideon. And the people demanded God to give them kings like other nations have kings. But don't you see, dear child of God, you are not to be like the others, like other nations. And God tells them, if you have a king, they will take your sons off to fight in their wars, and they will take your money and call it a tax. It will not be good. And God allows their demand to have a king. But you see, God always brings good even from evil. And so Samuel, 3,000 years ago, the last judge, and he's also a prophet, he anoints the first king, Saul. And then the history of God's people with their kings is mostly bad. I mean, there are a few good, but even they do evil. And Saul's reign will end through many trials, but Samuel will take, has him go to Bethlehem and to the house of Jesse, and there David will be chosen the successor. And the line of David, the house of Jesse, Bethlehem, that's how we get there. And David, King David, though, is good, you know his evil and repentance. And David is not allowed to build the temple. But you know, as God sends the angel of death to punish the people, David will offer his life for all. And then God told him to make a sacrifice on the mount where the temple would be built. The same mount where Abraham spares his only son, Isaac. You know, from the evil of his people, God is always bringing good. And as the successor of David is from the relationship with Bathsheba, as a sign, Solomon will be placed on a donkey and rides in Jerusalem. And in this city, the Abrahamic covenant of eternal relationship, God's mark and name on them, his descendants, another promise of the Christ to come, and the Davidic covenant, that the heir of David will reign on the throne forever. Yeah, even David offers as a king to lay down his life for the people. Yeah, you see, but all the sacrifices, all the evil deeds of the kings and people will be answered. So now is a time of preparation, for the king is coming. It's not the Christmas season, it's Advent. You know, I should remind you every year, don't let Christmas ruin your Advent. And prepare. And look at your life, how you're living. I mean, we need intense seasons like Advent, Lent, to reflect upon how we live. Special penitential times. Because, see, you and I, we adapt that so many of our sins do not bother as they should. You don't think about what you should have done, what you should be doing, how you waste so much time in mindless activities that really could be used in an act of love for others or at least something to improve yourself. I mean, God help us. This is why we need Advent to heighten our awareness of how we live, greater reflection. Here's a word for you. Olfactory adaptation. That's why you can't hear yourself snore or tickle yourself. Olfactory adaptation. That your mind filters information. It filters things. And your body adapts without you even thinking about it. That's why you don't smell your odors, your body, or in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's gross. I mean, that would be so disgusting. But even more, your odor of sin stink to high heaven. Yes, you are gross. And how often you do not realize. Your mind filters the information. You don't realize or think about the odor of your sins, just how disgusting you are. And St. Paul commends you, walk properly. Put away the works of darkness, the selfish passions of your sinful lusting. Put away your immoral thoughts. Repent. The King comes to serve you and cleanse you. Your King, he rides into that holy city, the eternal Son of David, to reign on a throne, greater wisdom than Solomon, to lay down his life for the people that the angel of death cannot have them. And where the Father will not spare his only Son, where all scripture, it shows that the title of Jesus as King is placed over his head on a throne of a cross. God's people cry out, as they did that Palm Sunday with Psalm 118, the messianic psalm of the King to come. I mean, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Read and pray. That Psalm 118, filled with so much. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. You know, what can man do to me? And I will not die, but I will recount the deeds of the Lord. The songs of salvation the Lord does valiantly for me. I mean, that this is a day the Lord has made, and rejoice, and on and on. And yes, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As we cry out every time right before the sacrament, that the King, the Christ, comes humbly to this holy city to save his people. And you join your hosannas with theirs. Cry, save us now, Lord. Hosanna. And your hosannas are answered right here, right now. Your prayer, Hosanna. Your cry for help is answered. You see, God has always been your true King, even when you choose others. He comes as man to redeem all the evil of kings, the evil of men, even you. And he comes to this holy city, the church. This is the King who is coming to you. And notice that he's the one doing the coming. I mean, you don't go searching out for him. The faith is not a self-help program. He comes to you. I mean, Martin Luther put it this way. Jesus is a King like no others. You do not seek him, he seeks you. You do not find him, he finds you. For preachers come from him, not from you. And their preaching comes from him, not from you. Your faith comes from him, not from you. And all that your faith works in you comes from him, not from you. For you he comes. That you who have spent another week in the struggles against sin and death be rescued from your sin and given life in his kingdom, which has no end. Your King reigns. For your King himself comes here to bind you up, to fill you with his joy. And with all the distractions and the trappings and the busyness out there, prepare rightly. Stay focused upon your King, what this season is all about. And let the staggering joy of his comings flow over and through you and into your homes and community. Hosanna to the Son of David. Nothing is greater to sing than asking your Lord to save you. Your prayer is answered. For this, he is born, laid in a manger, that you would partake of his holy body and blood, and your hearts would be made pure, your hosannas ever more sincere and urgent. Advent, a time of repentance, preparations, devotions, and waiting. 24 days. Don't let the world rob you of this time you desperately need. Prepare to meet your King even today, who comes lowly to have you, now and for eternity. In the name of Jesus, amen.